Following his arrival at the Ankara Sport Arena Hall for the ruling Justice and Development Party's Congress, Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan wasted no time in launching into talk of terrorism and the media.
Terror has already received its support from the different cells and parts of the state. Certain media, certain environments are supporting terror. When terror is over, then some people's politics will be over and their profits too.
Beni yakıp yıkan bir nazar vardır.
A number of media outlets were barred from covering the event, strong condemnation of which came in a statement from the main opposition party, the CHP, who, despite being invited, did not attend. But they did not escape unscathed either. The Prime Minister accused the party of speaking in the language of terrorists. The CHP fired back.
I think overall, Prime Minister Erdogan increasingly uses a very strong and inflammatory language. And the change in his discourse goes hand in hand with the increasingly authoritarian style of rule. We as the Republican People's Party believe that rather than using such strong, unfounded, inflammatory language about terrorists in the media, terrorists in political parties, terrorists in the parliament, we should speak the language of compromise.
The scathing attack was in contrast, however, to a more tempered approach and avoidance of speaking about the ongoing clashes between Turkey and the PKK. The Prime Minister steered clear of directly addressing the issue, choosing instead to deliver a message of inclusion. Ultimately, however, international countries came under fire for events he said that seems to stifle freedom of religion and more specifically, Islam.
Şuraya gidersin, buraya gidersin yok.
We are talking with world leaders condemning the spiteful attacks against Muslims and Islam. The Western world is regarding anti-Semitism as a crime against the humanity, but remains silent against Islamophobia.
Temeller atılıyor ve yoğun bir şekilde.
The theme of the Congress, Great Nation, Great Power, Vision for 2023, is in reference to the 100th anniversary of the Turkish Republic and is launched at a time when the Prime Minister is expected to renew his A-team, while one-fourth of the party's central executive and decision-making board is expected to change. The Prime Minister faces an uphill battle with mounting pressure to put an end to PKK clashes, the war in Syria, and business associations that appear to question his approach to these and other substantive issues. Critics and observers, however, believe that presidential ambitions has clouded proper judgment in containing these challenges. Fabian Peer, Press TV, Istanbul.